KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Esther Dillard, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Former President Donald Trump is accusing the Department of Justice of intimidation. Trump claimed the DOJ got his employees to make up lies about him. The Alabama woman who falsely claimed she was kidnapped could face up to 2 years in jail. Carly Russell is charged with one count of false reporting to law enforcement authorities and one count of falsely reporting an incident. And Americans will only be able to buy LED lights from retailers as a ban on incandescent light bulbs begins next week. It'll only be illegal for stores to sell the light bulbs and companies to manufacture them, but it won't be illegal to own. The Department of Energy says LED lights provide more light using less energy and last a lot longer than incandescent light bulbs. And that's the latest. I'm Esther Dillard from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the accident guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the accident guys to speak with a real expert attorney for a free consultation.
KBLA Talk 1580 is dedicated to empowering our communities by providing progressive talk radio for our audience. We strive to be an intersectional voice for the voiceless. As a Black-owned and operated station, we are committed to highlighting diverse perspectives and creating safe spaces for meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has something unique to bring to these political, economic, social, and cultural conversations. And we don't shy away from the hard conversations about current events. We endeavor to be a beacon of hope and understanding while boldly challenging listeners to think more deeply about difficult topics that impact us all. With this in mind, our mission statement at KBLA Talk 1580 is simple: to create an inclusive platform that promotes civil discourse through honest dialogue and encourages personal growth among our listeners so they can become the active agents of change. Our vision is to establish ourselves as the premier radio network with relevant programming across the beloved community, connecting people through shared experiences and collective power for lasting impact beyond these challenging times.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're waking up with Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about those subjects that doesn't get talked about enough in Black households. Things like addictions, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and even grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to all your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure when you get up early on a Saturday morning, you catch that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation in order to live your best life. Speaking of living your best life, we always give you a word for the week. And this week's word comes from novelist Ayn Rand. And she says, money is only a tool. It will take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver. So tell all your family and friends to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. We've got a lot to talk about here on KBLA Talk 1580. And this morning, we're talking about building and preserving wealth. We talk about that quite a bit on this station, Midday Money Train with Lynn Richardson. And, you know, we discuss it all the time. Tavis, Dominique, everybody does a great job covering this topic. But we're going to hit on it this morning, and our guest in studio is Monita Carter Sarris. She is a consummate businesswoman. She has an MBA. She's a licensed financial strategist, realtor, real estate investor, author, and public motivational speaker. Her foundation is wealth management and coaching individuals all about tax advantages and concepts for building generational wealth. She believes that faith, perseverance, tenacity, and giving knowledge and persistence is the key to accomplishing your dreams. Monica is a woman who believes there's no limit to what we can accomplish. Her motto is simply, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Monica, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you, Reverend. This is awesome. You got me excited just by the intro. I was like, you can go home now.
Okay. All right. Well, look, we're going to talk about wealth and preserving wealth and building wealth. And
yes,
that's a subject that we can't talk about too much. Mm-hmm. I mean, people need to understand that it doesn't matter whether they're a bazillionaire, or whether it matter whether they're living check to check. There is something you can do to enhance your situation financially. If you just require a few skills and get a little discipline, you can make things a lot better than they are, no matter where you are in life. So let's get started by just telling the listeners a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background, and why you're so passionate about inspiring sound money management in our community.
Okay, yeah, well, thank you so much. I want to say thank you, KBLA, and yourself for having me this morning. You know, I can do this at 12 midnight or 1 in the morning. You know, I love this topic. But I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, so I came out here at a very young age, but I still, those are my roots. So I have family in St. Louis, Houston, L.A., and New York. At a very young age, I experienced lack, and that was like going to Disneyland. You know, I realized, I'm like, I only have enough money for one thing. Mm-hmm. And so I was always a person who saved money, you know, have family members borrow money from me in high school. So I was a person, doesn't make me any unique or better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. I just truly understand that at a very young age. And I think it's important having people around you who are already have paved the way. So some of my uncles and aunts have, you know, were in the real estate, and they always was talking about, you know, preserving that wealth and saving it. So I caught on at a very young age. And first I started in real estate. I too have a background as an HR executive. So I've worked at the Walt Disney Company, you know, major company entertainment. But all the while I was doing real estate as well. But along the way, my mentors who are in the 1%, they've always been in this industry. They were helping me with my financial portfolio. Mm-hmm. So I thought I was smart. You know, I'm pretty smart. And, you know, math is my favorite subject. But when they started to educate me, there's always a step up. Mm-hmm. So there's always something you can improve. And so that's when I said, oh my God, if I don't know about these things, there's so many people that don't know. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I got in the business, and I wanted to educate my community.
And my understanding is you're doing a great job of that.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
and again, you know, when you talk about finances and money, people, again, tend to believe that, well, you know, my situation, I'm barely making it from week to week, from check to check. What's there to save? You know, what can I do if I'm in a situation where I'm barely making it in mine? And the first thing I tell those people is change your mind.
Yes.
Realize that there's plenty out there. Yes. And no matter what you have, you can do some things with it. So, you know, real quickly, what would you say to somebody who's in that check-to-check situation, but need to get started along a path of being able to put some money away?
Right. And you said it. You hit the head on the nail. Change your mindset. Mm-hmm. And it's very important. If you surround yourself around people who are doing just what you're doing, you're going to stay in that mindset forever. Everyone's living paycheck to paycheck. But what I find is that people do have money. You may not have the amount that you may see someone on TV, but you do. It's really how you allocate those funds, right? So I meet with so many people who may be on minimum wage, or they're making $20,000 a year, $40,000, $50,000 a year. So our clients are a range of $0 to millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. So when I do the financial needs analysis, which many people don't realize what that is really looking at your cash flow, how to build wealth protection. And so it's like I had a client and she was spending $600 a month on Starbucks, but she works minimum wage job. So it's not that you don't have any money.
Right.
You just have to understand how to allocate those funds. So,
absolutely. When I was young and I first got my first job, one of my mentors at the time pulled me to the side and he said, just simply, every time you spend a nickel, a dime in a bubblegum machine, write it down. Keep track of it. That was before we had iPhones and stuff like that. And he said, you'll be surprised at the end of the month how much money you waste on things that you do not need to spend. And you can start to put that money away.
Yep.
We're going to continue this conversation on Building Wealth with Monica Cardosaurus when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy Y, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Contracts, and grants. This is Rambo, and I'm back. August 5th. Contracts, and grants. I'll be at the Westin Hotel LAX Saturday, August 5th. Me and my guests are fast-pacing the contracts and grants. They only speak 6 minutes each. I have LA County. I have the city. I even have Everett, the CEO of Lindustry, coming to talk to you guys. And for the first time ever, I have Metro's Director of Certification coming. We average over 700 attendees, so you know the rules. Parking's about $15 with the event validation, event, coffee, snacks, all free, paid for by Rambo and Lindustry. And yes, you can bring guests. So save your seat, DeAndreRambo.com. Listen, contract ready is only 2 hours from 10 a.m. to 12. But if you get there around 9:30, I'll probably be doing some Q&As and things like that before the events I never get a chance to do. I honestly keep saying, I don't know what's more important for LA businesses right now than local contracts. So I'm back, Westin Hotel, LAX, Saturday, August 5th. August 5th. It takes 2 minutes to register. DeAndreRambo.com. Go register now. DeAndreRambo.com.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
She's so smooth, so...
I'm interrupting my own shower to remind you to treat your skin like the queen she is with Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Packed with Olay's highest level of vitamin B3 complex, it's so moisturizing that it will give you visibly smoother, head-turning skin in just 14 days. People wondering, how'd she get so smooth? Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Also, try Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion.
What's up, LA? The Reparationist community got something real special going down in historic Leimert Park. August 12th, 2023, this event is sponsored by Reparations United and Black Pact, fighting for justice and empowering our community. Together, we can make moves. We have an insane lineup for y'all. The Sultry, Rotimi. The King of LA, The Game. Smooth, Eric Benet. And none other than the powerful sounds of blackness. Also, we have some special guests in the house. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, State Senator Stephen Bradford, LA's beloved Councilwoman Heather Hutt, and many more. They're bringing their passion and leadership to the stage. Mark your calendars, August 12th, 2023, Leimert Park. Let's come together, support each other, and make a difference. Peace, Love, and Reparations Benefit Concert and Unity Rally. Be there or be left out. Produced by Tara Perry of Black Pact and Cam Howard of Reparations United.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes with the top down, screaming out money in the bank.
Bubble hard in the double.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And today we're having a conversation about building and preserving wealth with Monica Carter-Saris, who is a financial strategist who helps people no matter how much you're making. She helps you make a little bit more and be a little bit more effective with it. And we're going to continue our conversation. But first, I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. The Los Angeles Urban League has been around for over 100 years, educating, empowering African Americans and other minorities to secure economic self-reliance, civil rights, by providing targeted social programs and advocating for issues that benefit our community. The Los Angeles Urban League helps thousands of Angelenos annually through their programs focusing on education, entrepreneurship, job training, and placement. And I encourage you to follow them on Facebook and Twitter at LA Urban League or visit laul.org to find out more about their programs and donate. And one of the things I will say, we have a program with the Urban League called BWARP, which stands for Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, which kind of fits into what we're talking about today. And it's all about chipping away at that wealth gap. There's a huge wealth gap between the general population and the black community. And yes. and as Nigel Roberts would say, we're going to chip away at it one Bitcoin at a time. You know, and that's, and we have to start taking those steps.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
why you're here this morning,
well,
to encourage us and enlighten us on how we as a community, I should say, can start taking those steps
yes.
to secure wealth that we can pass down from generation to generation so we can
right.
close that huge wealth gap
yes.
that we're faced with here in this country. And if you have a question, or you want to contribute to this conversation, the number is 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. So, Monica, let's start out with the obvious question. Why is it important for our community to understand and get a better understanding of how money works?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you're more younger in age, you know, you're just living for today and you don't realize that, you know, age 30, 40, 50, 60 comes up very quickly. So many people I meet, you know, they'll tell me, oh, Monica, you know, I'm saving $500 a month in my account, or $200 a month, or $100 a month, or $50 a month. Well, the bank is barely giving you a 1% rate of return on that money. So it's something called Rule 72.
Mm-hmm.
And I read about this. Warren Buffett talks about this a lot, how he built his wealth. It's all about compound interest.
Mm-hmm.
So how you calculate that, if people want to say, well, how long is it going to take for me to double a certain amount of money? So let's just say a person is 29 years old. They have $10,000. And they say, how long is it going to take this $10,000 to double? So you take 72 based on what the rate of return is giving you at the bank. 1% mm-hmm. is going to take you 72 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you take 72 years divided by 1%, 72 years going to take for that $10,000 to double. So you'll be 72 years old
mm-hmm.
by the time that doubles to $20,000. So that's understanding how money works. So how the rate of return on your money every year that you gain is very important. And so that's what we help people understand. That's really understanding their mindset and transition that to, you got to start putting your money in accounts. I don't care if it's $50 a month, $100 a month,
mm-hmm.
but putting your money where it's going to work for you. And so that's for me. I didn't even understand Rule 72. I mean, I've invested pretty well. But when my mentor sat down with me and really gave me the, mm-hmm. you know, the wealth strategy mindset, I was like, oh, my God. Like, if I knew this, my mother, she's in the business. I help her build a business as well. So
mm-hmm.
she's like, I wish you knew this. I wish we knew this when you were 14 days old. Imagine in your 20s what you could have done. So when you hear about the Rockefellers, they've built seven generations of wealth. This is how they do it. And so that's all around Reverend Gerald, understanding how money works. Just now, people who make a lot of money don't even. I have athletes, all types of people. They don't even know how money works.
Mm-hmm.
So if you understood that, your money will compound faster as you grow more advanced in age, I would say.
Right. So that compound interest, you know, I remember being involved in BWORP. I remember seeing a chart once. And
okay.
It talked about what you're talking about. But it was, I think they were using something like an 8% or 9% return
yep,
on your money.
You can use all, yeah.
You know, and just with a 9% return on your money, if you just invested $1 a day,
yep.
just $1 a day at
yep.
age 30, you
yes.
would have $54,000.
Exactly.
You know, at age 60, you'd have $769,000.
That's how it works.
That's
absolutely.
If you start, you know, from an infant, you know.
Right.
So
as, yeah.
We can't do that, right?
No.
But all of us have children.
Yes.
And when you have a child,
yep.
if you just put $1 a day away for that child
yep.
in an interest-bearing an account that has some compound
oh
interest
gosh.
Associated to it, by the time that child reaches my age, they'll be a millionaire, you know.
Yeah, or before.
or
you
before,
never
depending
know.
On how the market goes. And
exactly.
I mean, and some people, you know, push back because they don't know enough about the market or whatever
right.
as far as to get that high interest. But even a CD, 4%, 5% is better than putting it in a checking account and spending it all every month.
Exactly. And we teach our clients more than, you know, just a CD or money market. Those
mm-hmm.
are great, you know, when you're starting out. You have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, tax-free accounts where your money's not at risk in the market, you always have an upward gain. And so it's very important. Again, all these strategies is really understanding how money works. And they're not new. It's just that our community is not educated about it. You
mm-hmm.
know, even my husband always says, oh, my God, I wish I knew about the, even though we do pretty well. But he's like, I wish someone would have educated me on these things. He's learned a lot.
Well,
so,
I didn't get that education either, but my dad gave me basic stuff.
Yes, yes.
Like, it's not how much you make, son, it's how much you keep.
Exactly.
You know? So, you know, and if you think about that, he's saying the same thing we just said.
Exactly.
He's just saying it in a simpler way.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's like, again, you can make, we know the athletes who've made millions and millions,
yes.
some of them, and they're broke.
Yep. Yep.
Because
yep.
They spend it all on luxury items and
yes.
making themselves adorned with jewelry and things of that
exactly.
nature and didn't invest it. And then you have the other athletes, the LeBrons and the other
right.
you know, that have done extremely well in business.
Exactly.
You know, Shaq's made tons of money.
Oh, gosh. Yeah,
quietly.
He's a great businessman.
You know, he's not as flashy about his other people, but he's,
right.
he's a great business mind because
yes.
he had a mentor. Somebody put it in his ear,
yep.
put it where it can grow.
Yep.
And you don't have to look back.
Yeah. And I tell people, don't be afraid to speak to someone. I have so many clients who, some of their family members are in financial services, but they're so afraid and they're so embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. You'll be really feeling bad when you're more advanced in age and you say, oh, I should have done this. I hear that. If I could get a dollar for every time someone mm-hmm. says that. So never be afraid to sit down with someone. When you look at like Tiger Woods or Serena Williams, they have a coach to correct them. Even though they're superstars, they can do play better than you and I, but they still hire a coach to correct them to get better. And so having a financial coach is kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's correcting you to be better in your finances, no matter how much money you make.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, financial independence is something that we all strive
yes.
to achieve. And we were talking not long ago, and you mentioned something to me about a financial independence number, knowing what
yes.
your financial number is.
Yes.
You know, let's talk a little bit about that and how someone starting out, fresh out of college, first job,
yes.
how do they establish that number?
Yeah, well, we have a formula, a system that we use. So say I meet someone, and it doesn't have to be a college person, but we'll start there if someone's in their 20s. And they say, okay, well, Monica, when I'm 40 or 50 years old, I want to have this amount of money. Obviously, inflation over time is going to be higher than what they're talking about. So we can calculate, okay, if you start saving this amount of money over time with a 6% rate of return or 7% every year, you're going to have this $100,000, $200,000, mm-hmm. $500,000. So it's good to plan that. Over time, life might happen. You might have to course correct, but at least you know, okay, I'm saving this money by the time I'm 40, because it's a lot of 20-year-olds who are doing very well. And then there's some that just are really just, mm-hmm. they don't have it together. So that's what the financial independence number. No one ever sat down with like us, like our community, to talk about what does that number look like. Like I had a client, for instance. She's a doctor, and when I met her, she had a 7 Series BMW, and she was paying like $1,300 a month for that car, but she was living in an apartment. Mm-hmm. And although she was making good money, she looked rich, but she was broke.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So long story short, after I said, well, I can't really sit down with you because you're not, you know, if whatever I tell you, you're not going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather, you know, you wait until you're going to be disciplined and you're going to, you know, want to do this because I'm trying to help you. So long story short, and we talked more about that. Her mm-hmm. mother was my client first. And 2 weeks later, she called me. She had took that car back. She got a Prius paying like $200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was ready. Then we showed her, my husband showed her how to build the real estate aspect of it. And she bought a fourplex and all that stuff. So now she's really moving towards financial independence. So it's all about helping people change their mindset. You don't want to look rich. You want to be wealthy or rich, if that's your goal. Some people just want to be comfortable in life, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted to live, you know,
right.
rich. So we don't want to fake it in our industry. We want to make sure you make it.
Yeah. I define wealth as health, but I also define it. You know, you have to. It's what you own
yes.
versus what you owe.
Exactly.
And that's how you define wealth.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum. When does maybe you are this
right.
there's a starting point, and it starts
yes.
with something that you've mentioned and we talked about earlier is the mindset.
Right.
Where are you? What are you thinking about?
Exactly.
But let's be real. Our community, you know, I don't want to go down the list of all the things that we've been through and all the,
right.
you know, redlining and not being able to get a loan.
Sure.
You know, last one to qualify for a house. You know,
yes.
You know, we know the challenges.
Yes.
It's a big hill out there for us
mm-hmm.
to climb.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to start walking.
Yes. Yes.
In that direction.
Yes.
And to get our community to walk in that direction, we have to start where and meet them where
at.
A lot of people are. You
yes.
know, a lot of us are doing well. A lot of us have, you know, own a home.
Right.
Good job. Great.
Right.
Goody for you.
Exactly.
But that's not most folk.
Absolutely.
Most folk go to work every day and they're trying to figure out how to make it from
right.
1 month to the next.
Yep.
And they have children. You know,
mm-hmm.
they have responsibilities. They're doing the best they can.
Right.
And this concept of sticking money away and growing it just is not something that they focus on.
Right.
They focus on how they make it from day to day.
Right.
Where do we start with those people?
Yeah, and it may sound, well, I'm a woman of faith, right? So I kind of meet people where they're at, but if they are open to it, we really talk about what really God says in His Word. Mm. And most of my clients are faith-based. And then also, again, it's about helping people change that mindset. And then I start with a person's dream because I believe that people stop dreaming. And again, if you're in your community and all you see is on the corner of different things that you really don't want to see or you grew up with, your dream kind of goes out the window. So it may sound like a cliche, but I really do more than financial services. I really help people. What is your dream? What do you want to accomplish? You know, where do you want to see yourself? And we can start there because I think people are walking, but their dreams are dead. They're just existing. Mm-hmm. And that's, I don't believe God has it on this earth. He never said you have lack. He said he wants you to have abundance and more, you know.
Right.
And so really just helping people start there. But again, you have to be willing to. I don't care. I can't move a parked car.
Right.
I can't move you if your mind is stagnant. But I really dig deeper into what I'm not a psychiatrist or anything by any means. But
right.
I really kind of dig deeper in a person, where they're trying to go, where they want to go. All things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I think about the Walt Disney Company, Walt Disney, that was impossible. And he used some of these strategies. There's a book by Jake Thompson, how the wealth used these different strategies to build their wealth, and that was the Walt Disney Company. He used his cash value and insurance policy
right.
to create the Walt Disney Company. So for people just starting out, working minimum wage, don't have much, it starts with your mindset. I say just take a risk. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Just put that dollar a day.
Put the dollar a day. And, you know, again, it goes back to that financial needs. And that's very important, Reverend Gerald.
Uh-huh.
The financial needs analysis, looking at, because you can't just take a piece of a pie of someone's financial. You got to look at their cash flow. Your emergency fund, you should at least have 3 to 6 months of that of your monthly expenses. So if your monthly expenses, I don't know, I'm going to just say it's $5,000 a month, you know, and I say you need 3 months, that should be $15,000. But if your expenses are $1,000 a month and I say you need 3 months of that, then you should have $3,000. You know, many people during the COVID, they were living paycheck to paycheck, so they lost their jobs. They didn't have an emergency fund to continue to pay their bills. So it's a whole piece of the pie, not just a piece for saving, but also how do you preserve that wealth? What's your cash flow? What's your emergency fund? Proper protection. What if you can't work? Mm-hmm. I've had 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40s, 50s get ill, mm-hmm. have accidents, have to go into a facility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole conversation, and so we help them set that up for their future. But I say just get started and don't fear process because it's going to save you 20 years from now.
You know, and you mentioned future, as we mentioned earlier. The best time to start as far as passing down the legacy wealth is to pass down the information
to our
young people, to our kids. And the biggest thing about young, we were there, I was there.
Yes.
You know, when you're a young person.
Yes.
You know, immediate gratification is what's important.
Yes.
You know, what can we do today?
Right.
What can you do right now? And how am I looking today?
Yes.
You know, and how do you, and you've got more experience at this than I do.
Yes.
How do you shift that mindset to get a young person or even a senior who just has thrown in the towel? I'm not going to ever be rich, so I might as well drive the most expensive car I can drive. I might as well, you know, pay the highest rent I can pay versus owning property.
Right.
I might as well just live the best I can and make myself feel the best I can and forget everything else. So how do you move them into a space that says, okay, you have that mindset, but what about your downline? What about your children, your grandchildren?
Yep.
You know, what's your trick of the trade? How do you move them off that space into a space where they decide they want to do something to build wealth for their family?
Great question. Well, if a person is really stuck, again, and they may be living paycheck to paycheck, I show them examples of other people who've done it.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes they think they're in their own shell, but really just starting with, okay, look at John Doe, look at Shane, look at what they did. They were making the same amount of money as you. Mm-hmm. This is what they did, and now they know it's possible. Some people just need to see, because all they see is their community.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to see someone just like you. I mean, I had a client, which is a great story, mm-hmm. and she didn't have any money, broke kids, and so when I put her on a path of saving, now she had created over like $300,000, and now everyone else started knocking on her door wanting to help her save, but no one would sit down with her before when she was broke. So again, showing people that it's possible. It's very important.
That visual aid.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's something about the visual. you know, that triggers you. You know,
right.
That's how these pharmaceutical companies can get away with
selling
you these pharmaceuticals, showing you this picture of this lady riding through the meadow on a white horse and telling you this stuff is going to kill you if you take it.
Right.
They know the visual is what grabs you.
Yes.
We want people to see themselves in a different light and know that they can make a move one step at a time.
Yep.
We're going to continue to talk about building wealth with Monica Carter Sarris when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
Disagree without disrespect.
Make your point and keep it pushing.
Let's do this. Listen and learn or talk and teach. Talking and listening around the clock. Around the clock. Around the clock. KVLA Talk 1580.
I'm Esther Dillard, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Former President Donald Trump is accusing the Department of Justice of intimidation. Trump claimed the DOJ got his employees to make up lies about him. The Alabama woman who falsely claimed she was kidnapped could face up to 2 years in jail. Carly Russell is charged with one count of false reporting to law enforcement authorities and one count of falsely reporting an incident. And Americans will only be able to buy LED lights from retailers as a ban on incandescent light bulbs begins next week. It'll only be illegal for stores to sell the light bulbs and companies to manufacture them, but it won't be illegal to own. The Department of Energy says LED lights provide more light using less energy and last a lot longer than incandescent light bulbs. And that's the latest. I'm Esther Dillard from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the Accident Guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the Accident Guys to speak with a real expert attorney for a free consultation.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Boldly taking talk radio where it has never gone before. New vistas, new voices, new views. New visions, new victories. We're KBLA Talk 1580, and we're taking public media black.
What's up, L.A.? The Reparationist community got something real special going down in historic Leimert Park. August 12, 2023, this event is sponsored by Reparations United and Black Pact, fighting for justice and empowering our community. Together, we can make moves. We have an insane lineup for y'all. The Sultry, Ro Timmy. The King of L.A., The Game. Smooth, Eric Benet. And none other than the powerful sounds of blackness. Also, we have some special guests in the house. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, State Senator Stephen Bradford, LA's beloved Councilwoman Heather Hutt, and many more. They're bringing their passion and leadership to the stage. Mark your calendars, August 12, 2023, Leimert Park. Let's come together, support each other, and make a difference. Peace, Love, and Reparations Benefit Concert and Unity Rally. Be there or be left out. Produced by Tara Perry of Black Pact and Cam Howard of Reparations United.
Extreme heat increases your risk of heat illness and death. Warning signs of heat exhaustion include muscle cramps, headache, and nausea. Signs of heat stroke include a fever of 103 or higher, confusion, and loss of consciousness. Protect yourself by limiting time spent outdoors, staying hydrated, and staying cool in air-conditioned spaces. Learn how to stay safer from extreme heat at heatreadyca.com. Brought to you by the State of California.
Contracts, and grants. This is Rambo, and I'm back. August 5th. Contracts, and grants. I'll be at the Westin Hotel LAX Saturday, August 5th. Me and my guests are fast-pacing the contracts and grants. They only speak 6 minutes each. I have LA County. I have the city. I even have Everett, the CEO of Lindustry, coming to talk to you guys. And for the first time ever, I have Metro's Director of Certification coming. We average over 700 attendees, so you know the rules. Parking's about $15 with the event validation, event, coffee, snacks, all free, paid for by Rambo and Lindustry. And yes, you can bring guests. So save your seat, DeonnaRambo.com. Listen, contract ready's only 2 hours from 10 a.m. to 12. But if you get there around 9:30, I'll probably be doing some Q&As and things like that before the events I never get a chance to do. I honestly keep saying, I don't know what's more important for LA businesses right now than local contracts. So I'm back, Westin Hotel, LAX, Saturday, August 5th. August 5th. It takes 2 minutes to register. DeonnaRambo.com. Go register now. DeonnaRambo.com.
Hey there, Los Angeles. This is James Lucky Jr., publisher and editor of Los Angeles News Observer.
Are you hungry for news that matters to you in the African-American communities of Los Angeles? Well, buckle up, because we got the scoop you've been craving. Stay in the know and never miss a beat with our free weekly publications conveniently available near you. Or hop on a digital wave and become an exclusive subscriber at OGNSC.com. Don't forget to join the party on Instagram and Twitter at OGNSCINC for behind-the-scenes access and sizzling updates. No more FOMO. Let's stay informed, connected, and empowered together.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580 joins you in standing for voting rights. When We All Vote is a leading national nonpartisan initiative on a mission to change the culture around voting and to increase participation in each and every election by helping to close the race and age gap. Created by Michelle Obama, When We All Vote brings together individuals, institutions, brands, and organizations to register new voters across the country and advance civic education for the entire family and voters of every age to build an informed and engaged electorate for today and generations to come. When We All Vote empowers their supporters and volunteers to take action through voting, advocating for their rights, and holding their elected officials accountable. Please visit whenweallvote.org to stand up for your rights, voting rights. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith,
a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Money. Talking about money, money, money. We need some money. We need some money. We need moolah, y'all.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're here with Monica Carter-Saris, who is a financial strategist, and we're talking about building and preserving wealth. And as I said earlier, you know, we here at KBLA Talk 1580, this is a topic that is talked about all the time,
yes.
All week long in middays with Lynn Richardson and, yes. and Nigel Roberts. I mean, and you may wonder why,
yes.
why we focus so heavily on this topic on KBLA Talk 1580, and it's simple.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know it, but it's a simple, there's a huge wealth gap between right. the white community and the black community.
Mm-hmm.
The white household median wealth is nearly 200,000,
yes.
whereas the black median household wealth is barely 25,000.
Yes.
So when you look at statistics like that, and again, I know how we got here,
right.
but that doesn't mean we can't go forward,
yes.
as Tavis would say. We got to go forward. And when you look at home ownership, which is the foundation
right.
for most normal, regular folk building wealth,
yes.
as blacks in America, we own fewer homes today
yes.
in 2023
yeah.
than we did in 1960.
Wow, yeah.
Think
That's
about
really
that.
Sad.
Think about that. That's why we talk about this as,
yes.
as much as we do.
Yes.
And that's why it's important that we, as parents and grandparents, you know, start building strategies for our kids
yep.
in our downline.
Yes.
So they can be more educated and have something to start with, something to
yes.
work with. So let's talk about why that's so important.
Yeah, I mean, like I think about myself, you know, not being pretentious, but every time my mom and we talk about it, you know, it's like, wow, I wish I knew about this when you were 14 days old, because you can actually start saving for your child, grandchild or godchild tax free while they're 14 days old. And so why this is important, you know, many people talk about 529 plans, and we do everything in our firm. And that's specifically saving for a child for college. But if that child doesn't go to college, then that parent has to pay taxes on that money.
Mm-hmm.
So there's several strategies you can use that child can do whatever, whether when they're in their 20s, they want to buy a house. It can help them with their first home. They can pay off their student loan. But it's very, very important. Like I have a 13-year-old cousin, Malcolm. He's in St. Louis, and he's very abreast because before COVID, he used to come out here every summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask some of my clients, can I bring him with me? He have his little suit on. He's very serious about finance. He can do the business. He just doesn't have a license.
Right, right.
Because he's gotten me clients. But even he understands. So my point is kids can learn at a very young age, even before that. He's like 7 or 8 years old. So even he has his own strategy he set up. He checks it. So you can teach a child early. So I've taught him at a very young age how to manage his finances, and he manages them. Trust me. He understands compound interest. And so it's very early. Imagine it's all we talked about mindset. Mm-hmm. And if we can start people early with that mindset, it's awesome. Now, every child's not going to go to college.
Right.
Some people are entrepreneurial. So you want to set that child up again. How you look at Rockefeller and all these other wealthy people who this is how they built the wealth for their generations. So important. So if that child want to go to college, that child wants to buy a home, that child wants to start a business, whatever they want to do. And again, you're setting them up we call it the $1 million baby. You're setting them up for when they're 40s, 50, that they will acquire $1 million. So $1 million today, imagine if you had $1 million in your account today, Reverend Gerald, mm-hmm. and you said, I want that to last 25 years. That's only $40,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So $1 million essentially is not a lot of money, right? So not in California. And so it's very, very important that we start these children very young. And you probably wonder, well, if you put a child in a wealth strategy for them to build wealth, how are they going to know how to manage it? Well, at age 15, there's an institution called the Hart Institute of Financial Education that mm-hmm. you can send a child to before that organization started, which is corporations and the public, you know, talking about wealth strategies, how do you manage it? And every professor there is a financial education certified person. And so you can send your child there starting at 15 years old, because if you start these strategies for them, you want to make sure they maintain them. You want to make sure they don't just waste the money. Mm-hmm. So it's helping them at a very young age understand how these strategies work. And so it's tons of resources out there. We just don't get it into the community. People really just don't take the time to listen to the information. But it's very, very important, especially how we're seeing how inflation is going. We got to start setting our generations up for what I have cultures that don't look like us. That this is like clockwork. Mm-hmm. When that grandchild is born, the parents are paying for the grandchild when they're 14 days old. We're going to pay for this for the rest of their life. And so we have to start changing our mindset and our community that this is part of like we eat every day.
Right.
We build generational wealth. If you have a child, a godchild, or grandchild, this is something you should want to do.
Yeah. And there are certain things you have to put in place. As you say, you mentioned, you know, there are places where we can get educated.
Right.
You know, I'm a part of a small nonprofit here in the Murray Park, and we have a financial literacy program.
Yes. Nice.
And we teach our young people. A good mm-hmm. friend of mine, Ed Alston, started a program called the Big Five of Money, and he used that to teach our young people who's going off to college on how to manage their money and so forth. And of course, we have the BWARP program that we do at the Urban League. So there are resources, and if you listen to this station or listen to any radio, everybody now is talking about this subject. Every bank has something that they support as far as financial literacy goes and getting the word out and getting people talking about it.
Yep.
But there are certain things that have to be done along with the plan.
Yes.
Because what happens in a lot of cases is grandma has a plan.
Yes.
She executes that plan to the best of her ability.
Right.
But then when grandma leaves here.
Yes.
She may have missed a step, like
right.
a trust,
yes.
and some things
preserving
of that nature,
that wealth, yes.
and all of a sudden, all of these grandbabies can't agree on what should be done, could be done, or who should get the most, and that money ends up being spent on cars and in jewelry, and that legacy wealth that grandma was trying to build is no longer there.
Yeah.
That is something you see what you see from the financial side.
Yes.
That's something I see from the ministerial side all
that's
the time.
True.
I mean, I've had to referee some serious situations.
Oh, wow.
Simply because the right things weren't put in place to go along with the plan that you create for them.
And that's what we do as well. I'm glad you mentioned that. But setting up trusts and things, that's how you preserve the wealth. So we have strategies where parents have set up, grandparents have set up that it will pay through the trust.
Mm-hmm.
And so, no one can touch it. There's stipulations. So that's very, very important. Our community is really oblivious to, many of them have wills because, your grandparents, that's what they were taught. But wills can be contested.
In California in particularly.
Yeah.
Some states.
Yeah,
wills are fine. But
in California, no. Right, yes. And so you want to make sure that you do set up a trust to preserve that wealth, because while, I have so many parents that say, my kids, they get along. I said, but I've seen, like yourself, too much. When it comes to money, oh, my God, it gets really ugly. I mean, you have a client right now. She's on her deathbed. She's only 33 years old. Mm-hmm. She went somewhere to get some surgery and didn't work out, like Mexico, and she got meningitis. Mm. So she has a $2 million policy. The family's fighting over. They would never set up a trust. Mm. They wouldn't take the time. So now the husband is seeing like, okay, mm-hmm. like I see why this was important.
Right.
So it's really sometimes it's trial and error, but sometimes we can get in front of that and just do the right thing. And you just got to, you know, make a sacrifice and do those things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some people shy away from putting those things in place because they don't think they have enough.
Exactly.
To worry about.
Right.
And I can tell you from the side of the fence that I've been on,
yes.
I have seen sisters go to fisticuffs over a pair of costume jewelry earrings.
Oh, wow.
Because mama wanted me to have them.
Yes.
So it can get real petty, but that mindset.
Yes.
It can be prevented.
Yes.
Just by putting it in place. You got family property, you can make it. So it can't be sold.
Exactly.
That all you can do is lease it, rent it, and use that income for college education for our children. There are a lot of things that can be done if we take the time
Absolutely.
And use the tools that are out there. Because you can teach them.
Yes.
You can inspire them. You can educate them.
Yes.
But if they don't protect those resources,
yes.
there could be a mess.
Exactly. And that's why we always do a check-in every year or throughout the years. I'm very close and stay connected with my clients. And so I make sure they're on the right track and so because they can get off track. And you have to make this like priority. Just like you eat every day, this has to be a part of your lifestyle.
Exactly.
And so that's what I really coach people to do.
We're going to continue with Monica Cartasaurus, who's our financial strategist. And this is a topic that, again, we talk about a lot on KBLA Talk 1580, but we can't talk about it too much. And we're going to talk about it a little more when we come forward, on Urban Family Focus.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Youth Forward organization calls for a cannabis candy ban for products they say target children. I'm Aisha Cairo with your KBLAC Minute News, brought to you by CaliforniaBlackMedia.org. Mid-July, a coalition of groups committed to raising awareness about cannabis products that look like candy called on Governor Newsom to enact a cannabis candy ban. Youth Forward, an organization working to shape cannabis policy, is leading the charge with a petition to direct tax revenues from marijuana into youth and community reinvestment programs. The Cannabis Candy Child Safety Act, Assembly Bill 1207, passed the Assembly with a 61-0 vote in May. The bill aims to prevent children from consuming cannabis products by regulating packaging and advertising. It is currently under review in the Senate Appropriations Committee. KBLA listeners, what are your thoughts on this one? Let us know on our social platforms on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at KBLA 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
Contracts, and grants. This is Rambo, and I'm back. August 5th. Contracts, and grants. I'll be at the Westin Hotel LAX Saturday, August 5th. Me and my guests are fast-pacing the contracts and grants. They only speak 6 minutes each. I have LA County. I have the city. I even have Everett, the CEO of Lindustry, coming to talk to you guys. And for the first time ever, I have Metro's Director of Certification coming. We average over 700 attendees, so you know the rules. Parking's about $15 with the event validation. Event, coffee, snacks, all free, paid for by Rambo. Industry, and yes, you can bring guests. So save your seat, DeonnaRambo.com. Listen, contract ready is only 2 hours from 10 a.m. to 12, but if you get there around 9:30, I'll probably be doing some Q&As and things like that before the events I never get a chance to do. I honestly keep saying, I don't know what's more important for LA businesses right now than local contracts. So I'm back, Westin Hotel, LAX, Saturday, August 5th. August 5th. It takes 2 minutes to register. DeonnaRambo.com. Go register now. DeonnaRambo.com.
With no fees or minimums, and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
She's so smooth, so...
I'm interrupting my own shower to remind you to treat your skin like the queen she is with Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Packed with Olay's highest level of vitamin B3 complex. It's so moisturizing that it will give you visibly smoother, head-turning skin in just 14 days. People wondering, how'd she get so
smooth.
Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash. Also, try Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion.
At KBLA Talk 1580, we do more than just talk.
You got a big mouth.
Hello, Joe, you're up. Welcome.
We're unapologetically progressive, and we don't black down.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're talking about building and preserving wealth with Monica Carter-Saris, who is a financial strategist. And we've touched on why it's important to set aside a certain amount of money for savings, you know, why it's important to pay off high interest debts and, you know, take advantage of the right retirement plans. You know, figure out what your risk level is. You know, all of these things are important moving forward as far as attaining and sustaining and passing down legacy wealth. And we want to continue. We don't have that much time left in the show, but we're going to continue to touch on a few things. But we do have a caller on line one.
Nice.
And I believe that's Dr. Coco on line one. Welcome to Urban Family Focus. What profound statement do you have for us today?
Well, I'm still stuck at fisticuffs over costume jewelry.
Me too.
God morning to you and your guests. Minister Gerald, I called in to say this. The synergy occurring with your guests and you, Miss Monica, this is stellar. This is stellar.
Oh,
this woman and you together, I'm telling you, your serotonin, dopamine, endorphins, and oxytocin must just be off the charts. Yeah, really. This show is stellar. So, I'll leave you with this, Miss Monica, if you would. So you're standing in front of an 11-year-old.
Yes.
You only have two short sentence ideas. So there'll be no explanation, no continuation, two short sentence ideas. What do you say to that 11-year-old about what it is you offer? I'm going to take your reply off here. Nice to speak with you, Minister Gerald, Miss Monica, both of you, just stellar. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Right,
thank you so much. Yeah, so 11-year-old, I would ask them, you know, where do they want to be in the future? Many 11-year-olds, and that's a great question because I do talk to a lot of them, and they're always looking at where they don't want to be. They've seen their mother broke, their dad broke, their grandparents broke, and so they have some idea of financial world, but they just don't know how to put it together. And so I really just take it to the minuscule level for 11-year-old and just doing some numbers for them. You know, start saving where they can, where they're at, and just start teaching them like I taught my little cousin Malcolm, as I mentioned, the basics of understanding how money works. It starts there with any child or any adult, but with the 11-year-old, I will teach them how money works and get them excited of when you turn 20, when you turn 30, when you start 40 or 50, you know, you got to give people a visionary of what that may look like if they do this plan that you share with them. So great question. I love it, but I love working with the youth because that's our future. And if we can start with our youth, we'll have a better economic future for our community. So thank you for that question.
Yeah, thank you. That you know, at 11, you know, I'm thinking while you're answering the question, at 11, what was I thinking about financially,
right.
You know?
Right.
And I do remember uncles, people saying, you know, always put a little bit to the side. You know, and I tried to have, I had a penny jar, you know, you throw the pennies in the jar and you and you count them 6 months later and you got a little change, you know.
Right.
And the first thing I'd do is go buy some Converse tennis shoes or something, you know. But at least we were putting the money in the jar.
Exactly.
You know? Saving, I think, is the first step, you know.
And
when you're talking to young people, is getting them out of that. Because it's in my hand, I gotta spend it. Mentality, and show them how they can gain some of their dreams, from saving money. Even if that dream is a pair of shoes, or
whatever,
still accomplish it.
And my little cousin Malcolm, he took that literally because every summer he came here, he never brought any money. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you told me to save. Well, you told me to do this. I say, yeah, but you have a little fun that you can spend, you know.
So we're gonna wrap this conversation up, Monica. So when we come forward, I want you to tell people some of the things that you offer, how they can get in touch with you, and we're gonna do that when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Sounds good.
Healthy life, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith
when we come forward
on KVLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BOB Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
What's up, L.A.? The Reparationist community got something real special going down in historic Leimert Park. August 12, 2023, this event is sponsored by Reparations United and Black Pact, fighting for justice and empowering our community. Together, we can make moves. We have an insane lineup for y'all. The Sultry, Ro Timmy. The King of L.A., The Game. Smooth, Eric Benet. And none other than the powerful sounds of blackness. Also, we have some special guests in the house. Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, State Senator Stephen Bradford, LA's beloved Councilwoman Heather Hutt, and many more. They're bringing their passion and leadership to the stage. Mark your calendars, August 12, 2023, Leimert Park. Let's come together, support each other, and make a difference. Peace, Love, and Reparations Benefit Concert and Unity Rally. Be there or be left out. Produced by Tara Perry of Black Pact and Cam Howard of Reparations United.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk, KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're talking about building wealth this morning with Monica Carter-Saris. And we've had an interesting conversation about how we can narrow this wealth gap. Yes. Between our community and Monica, you know, I've got my own ideas. I'm not you now. I'm not a financial planner.
No,
you know,
problem.
About how to narrow that wealth gap. You
yes.
know, and I think as a community,
okay.
we have to be willing to think, speak, and behave a little differently.
Yes,
individually and as a community, in order to narrow this wealth gap. I also think we need to be engaged. We need
right.
to stay abreast of the information that you're sharing
yes.
and seek out that knowledge. We have to be aggressive about our dreams.
Yes.
You know, let somebody else tell you no.
Yes.
Don't tell yourself no.
Absolutely.
You know, which will allow us to develop a plan that maximizes our time and our resources while we're on this quest. And more importantly,
right.
and the reason you're here this morning is we have to be teachable.
Yes.
We have to be willing to learn how to apply some strategies
yes.
to make this thing happen for us and be consistent, you know,
yes.
with this thing. You know, put a plan mm-hmm. in play and stick with it.
Correct.
Am I on the right track or... How, you know, where did I hit the right buttons, or is there something else you want to add to that?
No, that was awesome. Yeah, no, I know you said you're not me, but yeah, you have the right mindset and the right, you know, right direction. And
mm-hmm.
coachable is a huge thing, because sometimes, you know, meet people, even if they're making minimum wage, they know everything, but they're making minimum wage. Even if you're making a million, you know everything. So
mm-hmm.
being coachable is first, and, you know, just getting the information and then helping, you know, it's very few people that will sit down with you if you're not making a certain amount of money. But
mm-hmm.
we sit down with everybody, which is very key in helping them, you know, plan for their future. So I would just leave people with this. Don't worry about where you're at. Just worry about where you're going to get started and where you're going to be in the future. Because everybody who you see on, whether it's a LeBron or Serena Williams, they grew up in Compton,
mm-hmm.
right? Their father had a dream. It always starts with a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And our community are dead people walking.
Mm-hmm.
They have stopped. They work in these jobs and they're dead end jobs in their mind, but they have stopped dreaming. So I love to hear people's dreams. Because when we think about really quick, Madam C.J. Walker, who was a multi-millionaire in the 1910s when
mm-hmm.
segregation, I mean,
mm-hmm.
women
mm-hmm.
having a business.
Yeah.
And she lived next door to Rockefeller.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the 1910s.
Mm-hmm.
If there was no social media, there was no marketing. So her mindset was that she was vigilant and she had tenacity in making sure her people and her community understood how to build a business. She was in the hair care product. She
right.
built her own manufacturing. So if she did it then, What do you say, Reverend Gerald? Yeah. We can do it now.
Yeah, but you have to be hardworking. You got to put forth energy. You got to have that dream. You got to have that vision. Everything begins with a thought, you know, and you have to be a person of faith.
Yes.
You know, but as you and I know, faith without works
is dead.
You know, so it's just like we said at the start of the show, you know, Ayn Rand, you know, she said, money is a tool. It'll take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver.
That's
Monica,
right.
I want to thank you for being here with
us
this morning. Did you give them like an email or website or someplace?
Yeah,
so they can
let me give
you?
Them my, I'm all on social media, Carter and Company and Coaching, but my web, my email, mcarterpwa@gmail.com. My business number is 310-920-7910. And thank you for having me this morning. It's been awesome.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
And
be with us next Saturday because we'll have another interesting topic and interesting guest so you can live your best life. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And thank you for being with us this morning on Urban Family Focus.
Thank you.